Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mliwa Gavaza, and for today, we get into a conversation about jobs. What is the right structure, to make sense, of a world where we have a joblessness crisis in South Africa? What is the best way forward for filling in some of the gaps? Because there are a lot of companies that are employing people despite what we say about joblessness. But something that I'm very curious about, to talk to our expert for today is about the resignation season. I will be honest and say that I had not heard of this term until I had to do research for this particular discussion. So looking forward to hearing what that is about and what is the place of contract work to actually make sense of what's going on and to actually plug the holes. Is this, the way forward? So to help us to make sense of it all, we are joined by Gary Silberman, who is a co-founder and innovation director over at One Degree. And then he's just going to be giving us some of that insight. Gary, greetings to you today.
Greetings, Madiwa. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Now, Gary is joining us from Cape Town. I take it that is, possibly head office for One Degree. Maybe you could give us some insight into, what your firm does and I guess your interest in this particular discussion.
Right. So One Degree is a technology platform that connects companies to independent contractors and vice versa. My interest in this particular domain is I have over two decades worth of recruitment experience, which I've gained not only in South Africa, but across the UK, Europe, and the US as well. And there's some very big problems within the recruitment industry, which should serve to encourage and enable employment, which, as you highlighted, is a very acute problem in the South African market. We noticed a shift in the way that people choose to work, and we're trying to emulate that in regard to how companies should look at their staffing strategy for the benefit of all of us in South Africa, which is to make a meaningful difference on the unemployment problem in the country. So we set up One Degree a couple of years ago to address that need. And it's been a remarkably interesting and very, very exciting evolution and journey along the way.
Curious to know, Gary, how long, because you said a couple of years ago, when specifically did you guys start? And for someone who's listening, how do you deal with the question if someone says, what's the difference between what you do and what a recruitment agency does?
Okay, very good question. So in terms of the exact date, I might stand to be corrected, but I think we started in around July 2022. But of course, you'll appreciate that this is a software company, and the journey of setting up a software company and becoming viable and getting it to market is always a lot longer than anybody wants. But we've pushed ahead. We're determined. We're a proud, very proud South African business, and we're in it for the long term. So we're very excited that we launched our MVP, our minimum viable product, around 6 months ago, and the reception and uptake has been very, very pleasing. We're getting fantastic feedback and commentary from the audience that we're addressing. There's a distinct difference in answer to your second question. There's a distinct difference between what we all understand as the recruitment market and what is a software solution addressing staffing strategies for companies. So the recruitment market generally operates around a transactional recruitment process where a company who is struggling to fill certain roles will take those roles out to market, and they'll instruct recruitment agencies to find them the right candidates. And then how it works is if the recruitment agency introduces someone to the company that the company ends up hiring, then there is a recruitment fee, an immediate transactional fee to fulfill that particular position. Now, that's problematic, but that's a whole different conversation in its own right. The difference with One Degree is that it removes the intermediaries. So it puts companies in direct contact with independent contractors. There's no middleman and there's no recruitment agency fee. So this is a subscription-based model where companies would pay a monthly or preferably an annual subscription in order to access a database, a curated database of skilled independent contractors that they can then communicate with directly. Now, we've got some interesting technology running in the back end, which means that when a company searches for a particular skill set and they know that they want to pay a certain rate, that they need somebody to start on a certain date for a specific duration, they want the person either to be on site in their office or they're happy for that person to work hybrid or remote, the system will serve them back exactly what they're asking for. So that's where the algorithm and the matching technology has made great strides. And what it means for the candidate, let's call them the independent contractor, is gone are the days where they have to spend their evenings and free time and weekends searching for their next job. All they need to do is register their profile on One Degree, mark up their required rate, their availability, their preference in terms of duration, their skill set that they offer, their education, certifications, whatever goes into building their profile. And when they get approached through One Degree's platform from a particular company, they're being approached with exactly what they're asking for. So instead of having to search through numerous job adverts every weekend and in their free time, they can sit back and relax and have the exact accurate requirement land in their inbox through One Degree, which is fantastic. It also means for the company that's searching, they can get exactly what they're wanting when they're wanting it without the complexities of having to negotiate recruitment agencies' terms and conditions, without having to validate a recruiter's skill set. They ask for what they want and they get exactly what they want back in return. So the biggest, I suppose, plus point of the One Degree platform is that it makes the hiring process immediately efficient and accurate. And on a subscription-based model, which is what we offer, the price is a fraction of what companies would spend with recruitment agencies year on year. And I mean, it's significantly cheaper. So that is a good thing. From the One Degree perspective as well, we guarantee that that database is curated and managed. So everybody that sits on that database will have a valuable set of skills to bring to the table.
One of the things that is striking to me about the proposition that you've just described, Gary, is I'm drawing a lot of parallels to some of the trends that we've been seeing in the market over the last couple of years. You know, when you're talking about technology companies, you know, we look at how big of a piece the gig economy has been when it comes to, let's say, the e-commerce, you know, part of the technology landscape in South Africa. And a lot of the time we have framed the gig economy in South Africa around drivers, you know, that type of thing. But it's a huge universe. There's a lot of things that are happening in there. On the same spectrum, we have been seeing a lot of companies, I'm thinking of the likes of Google and the like, that have been moving towards, I think the last stat that I saw had their workforce at above 60% of contractors, you know, as opposed to what you call this, as opposed to permanent employees. So in certain respects, there are those, you know, those shifts that are happening. I know that in the creative, you know, sectors, you tend to have, what's the word I'm looking for? You tend to have structures that are more project-based, right? You're putting together a film, you're putting together a festival, you're putting together whatever it is. It's not a permanent structure. It's literally, you know, we are setting this up because we're trying to put together this film, we're trying to put together this series, this festival, whatever it is, and we need a team in place that's going to help to bring this thing from beginning until close out. And all those environments seem like they are perfect, you know, for contract work, for what some would term gig economy work. With that said, who have you guys targeted yourselves towards? And where do you see the need, you know, when it comes to contract work?
So this is a great insight that you've just shared. And, you know, interestingly, Madhiva, it's not just the media industry which embraces transient kind of workers to get project work done. You know, this is nothing new. So if we take another example, let's say from the medical sector, all right, the locum industry has been buoyant forever and a day. So, you know, if a hospital is running and one of their doctors or their physiotherapists or their nurses is unable to attend for the day, well, the reality is that patients still need treatment. So the hospital or the surgery will immediately engage with a locum in order to bring them in and keep the momentum going. It's also not unusual, for example, in the education sector. You know, if a teacher can't come into class for a particular day, they might be ill, they might, whatever it happens to be, the school will get a supplier or a substitute teacher because the kids still need to be taught. Now, interestingly, in the technology sector, you make reference to the tech giants, and you're absolutely right. So the tech giants of the world, you know, there's been a big hoo-ha about the number of mass retrenchments which they've made over the last year to 2 years. But make no mistake, they're not letting that compromise their innovation and delivery. What they're doing is they are replacing their permanent staff with a more transient, independent contractor workforce, because the benefits for them in doing so is that they keep their delivery schedule absolutely on cue, but without the ties and strings and labor law attachments to having a complement of permanent staff. And it's kind of the way that the world is going. And interestingly, it's actually being driven by humans like you and I. So people have become very disillusioned with permanent employment over a number of years. They're disillusioned by being told where to be, when to work, how their financial package will be segmented towards pension, provident, medical insurance. They're tired of being told you only have a mandatory 15 days holiday a year. You know, all these kind of things have led all of us to questioning the work-life balance that we've been provided with. And then you throw on top of that this whole concept of, does loyalty wash both ways? So companies demand loyalty, or they expect loyalty from their permanent employees. But when the economy is tough, that loyalty is not reciprocated. They don't think twice about retrenching people and making roles redundant. And, you know, the general people in the populace have become wise to that. And they've thought, well, I'm going to dictate my own work schedule. And it might sound scary to walk away from permanent employment and consider yourself to be a freelance or transient or contract worker, but it's actually not scary, because it means that you take back control of your own life and working relationship. And what we've seen in the industry is that there has been an enormous shift in mindset of people wanting to embrace the gig economy. And it's a momentum which is not going to stop. But hey ho, you know the normal thing that happens when there's change, there are early adopters. So there are companies who will listen to the voice of people and go, that makes sense, we're going for it. There'll be people who are kind of later adopters who will go, we will see how it goes for the tech giants, and then we might embrace that on our own. And there are, unfortunately, a segment of businesses out there who will simply flatly refuse to entertain a staffing model which is transient. And bringing us back to, you know, your original point, unfortunately, those businesses do not help us sort out and address the unemployment problem in South Africa. You know, if you'd like to discuss why I say that, of course, but I'm acutely aware that I'm on a soapbox here and dominating. So you lead the way, Mudiwa.
No, it's very interesting that you mentioned that. And the natural thing, you know, that one can ask is, right now, because you're talking about the reception, whatever you can share, because I do understand that there tends to be some confidentiality, you know, around some of these things. Who's using your platform? Whether you can talk about specific clients or industry or types of businesses to give us a sense of, you know, in South Africa, maybe giving us a lens into, you know, locally how these things are developing in corporate SA.
Sure. So the people that are actively embracing and loving the platform is generally the SME market, the small to medium-sized enterprises. And the reason why they're doing it is because those businesses are far more agile and responsive to what's going on in the industry they're working with. You know, if we look at government and corporations, unfortunately, these organizations are not making a difference. They're not making a dent in the unemployment problem in South Africa. In actual fact, it's got worse. And that's because those organizations, generally government and corporates, are bureaucratic. They're process driven. Okay. You know, to make a change, it's like changing the direction of a juggernaut. Whereas the SME market is much more receptive to an agile way of working. And the ones that have engaged significantly with the platform are the ones that realize that maintaining productivity and delivery timeframes is the number one key to their ongoing success. So if you, whatever you happen to do, you know, in the SME market, if you keep your delivery schedule on time, on cue, and you complete all the projects that you're set out to do, what it means is that you retain your existing clients, you delight the consumers at the end of the chain, you make your people feel very proud because they can see achievements off the back of their work that they do. So culturally, you kind of have a much more switched on environment. And it's such an important thing that you raise, because if we talk about how we deal with unemployment, well, the way we need to deal with unemployment, and it sounds so obvious, is we need to create more jobs. Now, it's the responsibility, in my opinion, that the SME market in South Africa need to step up to the plate, because government and corporates have disappointed us. So SMEs need to create new jobs to boost their business. They can only create new jobs if they're delivering on time and on schedule, and they have the capacity to focus on research and innovation, which means they produce better goods and services, which means that that gets adopted more by their clients, which means they create jobs internally in order to keep that engine purring and keep it in very good shape. Now, the problem that's encountered at the moment, And let me kind of give you some numbers here because it makes a lot of sense. You asked about the resignation season, and this is the resignation season, which we can discuss, you know, after my next little spiel here. But when you have people leaving companies, then if you're to backfill those positions with permanent staff, the reality is on average, it takes companies 50 days to hire a permanent member of staff. 2-3 weeks to find someone, a week or two for the recruitment and interview process, and then that person hypothetically has a 1-month notice period. So that role remains unfilled for 50 days. What that means for the incumbent team members who are still in the company, they have to work harder to keep the wheels spinning. There's also a very poor optic. You know, if you're working within a team and all of a sudden, let's say you're in a team of 10 and 3 people leave and it takes 50 days to replace those 3 people, it's not a good look. People start to go, well, why don't other people want to join the business? Maybe it's not as good as I thought. So psychologically, it can be quite damaging. But at the end of it, because it takes those 50 days, it means that the engine is not purring and delivery schedules are missed and a lot of money is wasted trying to find and recruit the right people. The alternative that one degree and the candidate market is offering is to go, let's keep the momentum going. So you've got a vacant position. Here's a contractor. In fact, here's several contractors that can start tomorrow. Keep the momentum going. And very often the contractors will add value because they have experience from other industries, other sectors, other ways of working. So you get even more than you bargain for, and you're not tied to them forever. Like you experience in the media industry, when the project's done, you can kind of shake hands, say thank you very much, and off you go. There's no labor law ties that keep these people together. So there's only an upside for both parties.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
It certainly does make sense, Gary. And one of the things I'm then curious about is, given everything that you've just spoken about, right, and especially in a sense where, I'm going to use a word that you used earlier on. I think you said transient, right? Given the transient nature of, you know, what we're talking about, whether we call them gig economy workers, freelancers, contractors, whatever term we throw on there, that transient nature, how do you protect against, and I ask this of, you know, most platform companies that I engage with, how do you deal with, you know, the risk around disintermediation, right? Because yes, the platform is giving, you know, the platform becomes a marketplace, you know, so to say, because you're helping to match demand for skills with supply, you know, of skills, and, you know, creating that, you know, that relationship, that bridge. But how do you then protect yourselves, you know, from, you know, some of these supply and demand actors taking their relationship offline, you know, and then existing, you know, outside of, let's say, the one degree ecosystem?
Well, that's not a problem, because people seldom forget where their benefits initially came from. And one of the things that we have to work for and work towards as human beings is we have to break down barriers between us. We all need to become first degree connections, because when we're connected truly and make it first degree connections, you'll find that people generally do the right thing. So if you enhance your first degree connections to companies, to international colleagues, to different markets, this becomes a learning experience where we genuinely connect ourselves to each other and connect ourselves to the rest of the world. And people that are connected and have established that mutual trust and connectivity, they very seldom disappoint each other, because satisfaction comes from delivery. When a job is done, people feel proud. You know, our instinctual driver as human beings is to actually do a good job. You know, when you're younger, you know, one of the I say this, funny enough, I was having this conversation with my son last night, who's 20 years old. And I said to him, you know, what you want to do in your job is concentrate, focus on the task, but do it to make your boss proud. Because if your boss is proud of you, you're going to get a sense of real self-worth, which is going to encourage you to want to please more people. And that's my general philosophy. There'll always, Madiwe, there'll always be people who disappoint, who take advantage, okay, who do these kind of things. But it's not inherent in our human nature. By nature, we are social creatures that want to integrate, want to have communities. And what we're saying here is broaden your community. Encourage all business to deliver what they're set out to do, because if they do, they grow. If they grow, they make more profit. If they make more profit, they need more people and create employment. And sure, someone's going to turn around and go, well, what difference does it make if a company of 50 people create three more opportunities this quarter? You know, is it going to make any difference in the stats of the South African unemployment market? Of course it's not, okay? But what it is going to do is it's going to make a difference to three human beings who otherwise would struggle to find employment. And we need to be in a situation where we care and we leave no casualties. So if we can change the lives of three people per company across all the SMEs in South Africa, expand our horizons and do that internationally as well, we're making a difference to individuals instead of to statistics. And we need to start caring about each other by caring about the businesses that we work in and do what we can to keep them delivering, help them grow, and make a meaningful success of the South African business community. We can only do that if we connect by first degree. And in order to do that, we have to listen to how people are disenfranchised with their work-life balance, with the dictates that come from companies. And we need to embrace that. We need to love it, because it means that the work gets done and people are happier. And that's our aspiration. We're aspiring to connect people so that we work better and smarter. What's been done to date in the recruitment market in terms of backfilling positions, paying hefty recruitment fees, dealing with inexperienced suppliers, all this bureaucracy, it's not serving us. Not serving us. And it's now down to the SME market in South Africa to do something about it, because all of our very livelihoods depend on it. We cannot see a retrograde or a regressive situation where businesses remain understaffed on the one hand, yet there is a whole community of candidates who are there to serve them. We need to fish where the stock is, not tell the stock where to swim. It doesn't work.
So with all of this said, there's a lot to unpack from what you've just said. Gary, there's huge problems when it comes to, you know, employment in South Africa. You know, no doubt about that. Huge joblessness crisis, and it sounds like using contract work and the gig economy is, you know, one of the ways that we can help to plug some of the holes and in turn, be creating some of those roles, some of those positions. And, you know, hopefully down the line, if we can get some type of a critical mass around it, then, you know, we can, you know, potentially move the needle, around some of these issues. Is it safe to say that the era of permanent employment is done?
I think that would be a stretch. I don't think that will ever be done. But I think the blend is changing. So if we look at the, you know, kind of as is, as it was, let's say, 10 years ago, in a standard SME business, you would normally have found that 90% of their people were permanently employed and 10% were contractors. Now, there's been a talent shortage, which we've all banged on about for donkey's years. There's been a couple of economic crises. There's been COVID. And what's resulted is that those companies are struggling terribly to hire permanent employees. So we've seen the balance shift where the forward-thinking companies in the world now have a complement of 60% permanent employees and 40% contractors or transient staff. Bigger technology companies are aiming for that ratio to be flipped on its head, because it means then that they are not subject and victims to market conditions which they can't control. But we're quite a way off from getting that, you know, from getting there. But yeah, you know, I think the world is going to change. And I am hoping that people see the benefits and not the fear. But in terms of, you know, actually creating jobs, again, it has to come from keeping businesses performing to their best capability. Independent contractors generally are more experienced and more skilled. So someone could, in fairness, turn around and go, well, how does that help youth unemployment if they can't get the job and you're only looking for experienced independent contractors? Well, my answer is that if you take specialist independent contractors who add value, and that results in your business doing even better, then you have the benefit, the opportunity to employ younger people and train them up accordingly. Get the loyalty. You know, the education system, as much as it tries in South Africa, it's not preparing young people for actual work. So if it's not going to do that, then industry and business needs to groom and prepare young people for work. And there's nothing more inspirational for a young person to join a company with next to no experience and look towards the senior people who are doing it right and learn on firsthand experience. So, you know, just like we are when we're parents, we need to hold our kids' hands and show them the way forward. If we throw them a textbook and say, make it up on your own, it's got a 50-50 chance of working. So we need to start caring a little bit more, and we need to start owning the problem. We need to recognize that the world of work has changed. We need to engage with that model and realize the benefits. We need to break down barriers so that we all widen our network of connections. And of course, we need to do it digitally. We need to do it digitally because we have that technology to hand. And One Degree is a very good example. It's not the only one. It won't be the only one, thank goodness, because if it was the only one, then I would be questioning whether or not it was kind of pie in the sky and just a kind of a pipe dream. But it's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. You know, it's about making those connections with the end goal in mind. End goal in mind. We need to improve the economy. If we improve the economy, we create employment. If we connect people to keep delivery schedules and innovation and research going, we go back to a world where industry in this country is actually a leading force as opposed to a bleeding force.
So that's where we end off today's discussion on that bombshell. It's been a good one, you know, just chatting about recruitment trends in South Africa. You know, One Degree is a platform, you know, that is helping to helping to match the supply and demand, you know, of labor in South Africa, particularly around contract work. Gary talking about the fact that the one of the big theses, is to say that right now where we are, between February and March, there tend to be a lot of resignations, companies, quote scrambling, wanting to replace, some of those positions. What do you do, in that, in that interim, where projects need to continue, where deliverables, are expected, to continue being delivered? And their solution is to say, get into the market, into the, some call it the gig economy, freelancers, contractors, get into the market, get the skills that you need so that you can continue, with what's going on there. And then hopefully down the line, as the connections grow, people can, can help to create even more, even more opportunities. One of the more interesting things, is talking about the difference between a recruitment agency versus, something like this. Gary and his team have created a subscription model. And, for those of us in the world of tech, we're ticking all the boxes because that's annuity revenue right there. And, they've been able to make that happen. And then the big debate around, are we done with permanent employment? Because one of the things that we did speak about is to say that trends around the gig economy are nothing new. I think Gary used the examples of locums, where they were talking pharmacists, doctors, but in the healthcare industry, it's well established, where someone can't be there, you can go into the, I don't know what word we can use, short-term labor market maybe, to plug some of those holes. But he does say that there will always be a place for permanent employment, but rather the proportion or the blend between permanent and contract employment is what's being changed right now. That's where the challenge is actually happening and going on. So that's been it. Thank you so much. We were in conversation with Gary Silberman, who is co-founder and innovation director over at One Degree. Gary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Madiwe. It's been great talking to you. Thank you.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.